A computer glitch at the Social Security Administration has shortchanged thousands of people, a total of $850 million. It's one of the biggest computer errors in the history of the government, one the agency says it has now corrected, and that more than half the people owed the money have now been paid in full. It has promised to complete the back payment by the end of 1997. NPR's Paul Miller reports.
A computer software program installed in 1972 incorrectly calculated benefits for some people who continued to earn money after they started collecting Social Security. They should have been given credit for the additional earnings and more money. It was a relatively small glitch. The agency makes payments to 44 million people, but no one caught the error for 22 years. By then, almost 700,000 people had been underpaid. Spokesman Phil Gambino says the first thing the agency did was rewrite the software.
We certainly feel very secure now that we have spent the past 18 months going back through the computers and the computer software that we have uncovered all the glitches that we hope exist there and that we can assure the American public that they are indeed receiving credit and getting the correct benefit for all the work they did under Social Security.
To get the correct benefits to those who were underpaid, SSA spent the last year and a half tracking them down. More than 400,000 were identified and $400 million paid out to people who are still alive or their survivors. 57,000 people died without receiving back payments. The agency has now gone back and looked at the records again and found there are another 295,000 people who were owed $450 million, an average of $1,500. Figuring out the exact payments is a somewhat daunting job. The SSA's computers cannot simply spit out the names and the amounts owed. The agency says that's partly because Congress has changed the formula for figuring benefits 16 times in the last 23 years. So in many cases, the work will have to be done manually by people who are not trained to do those kinds of tasks. Thomas Bergen, a professor at American University and a computer consultant, says this is an uncharacteristic lapse by SSA, which has a computer record he says compares favorably with agencies such as the Internal Revenue Service.
Generally speaking, I think the Social Security Administration, their data processing people do an excellent job. They have one of the largest data processing workloads in the world. They pay, you know, tens of millions of people every month. It's rare when you pick up the newspaper and there's a banner headline like, people didn't get their checks this month.
The American Association of Retired Persons, which has thousands of members affected by this glitch, says it has pointed out in the past how difficult it is to track post-retirement earnings, and it has encouraged Congress to give Social Security money for computer upgrades. At the same time, Evelyn Morton of the AARP says the agency should be put on notice.
We want the agency to know that the American people are keeping a careful eye on their operations, and I'm afraid it's a skeptical eye. A lot of people have lost faith in the government, so we would encourage the agency to do their part to reassure the American people that the Social Security Administration is working well, and we hope Congress will continue its efforts to monitor the operations of this agency because it affects the lives of nearly every American in one way, shape, or form.
The AARP will tell its members to contact Social Security if they think they are owed money. The agency asks for some patience from the public. It promises to repay every dollar. Interested parties will be doing their own computing to make sure that happens. I'm Paul Miller in Washington.